So today we have a little bit of a change. We're going to be looking at the absolute word, which is faith. I easily create win-win situations and solutions. I express my power of faith as my ability to believe, perceive, intuit, and have conviction. I use faith to see beyond or deeper than what is apparent or manifested. I'm grateful as I see and act on ever-present good, even when it has not yet manifested. As I faithfully pray, I discern and ground myself in my ever-present and enduring divinity, even through the most difficult circumstances. As I concentrate on harmony and love, I dissolve all thoughts of lack, limitation, and discord in my mind. As I faithfully speak, I use realized words of truth that express my conviction in everyone's fundamentally divinity. As I faithfully act, I access my strength and fortitude to surmount any challenge. Grounded in divine faith, I move forward with ease and grace. Using divine faith, I easily create win-win situations. And so it is. And this year, our theme has been looking at the world with perfect vision, seeing through a spiritual lens. I hope it's been effective for you. And this month, we are facing the fear and looking at our faith and thinking it, feeling it, and believing it, and exploring the different ways that we can do that. And I hope that you're finding some little nuggets in the things that I present to you on a weekly basis. So let's dive in. So facing the fear, that's our September. This month is Just Do It. Here's a little bit of the lyrics of the song Just Do It by Karen Drucker. Just do it. Don't talk about it. Don't put it off. Just do it. Just say it. I'll speak my truth. I'll state my needs. Just say it. Just claim it. Act as if. Know it's done. Just claim it. Just breathe. Breathe in faith. Breathe out fear. Just breathe. Today I act in ways that affirm the natural goodness of all. Would you say that with me, please? Today I act in ways that affirm the natural goodness of all. How does that feel? Yes, it can feel a little foreign, when you think about it. How does one act in ways that affirms natural goodness? And I guess it's the whole idea of expectancy, expecting good to show up, expecting there to be good even in the challenges, expecting spirit to guide, all those things. So the truth, or you could call it God or life, doesn't change, but our awareness of it does. And I don't know where you started out on your spiritual journey, and who you thought God was, or spirit, or even life, or did you even ponder any of that? Did you have some religious training in the beginning by going to maybe a Catholic church or a Lutheran church? I know that I had some experience. My parents felt that it was necessary that at least until I was confirmed in the church, which was around 12 years old, that I needed to go every Sunday and have exposure to the lessons and to the Bible and that sort of thing. And I have come to understand that my awareness of spirit is truly on the surface now. I didn't know what to be aware of back then. So how about you? What were your early beginnings? And where are you now in terms of your awareness of spirit? So I'd like to talk about three things today, about smile, about luck, and about sprouts. And I'll start with smile. So smile at me, okay? Go ahead. Yeah, I can see you, I can feel it. Just smile. See how that feels. And if it's coming from a genuine place, it really feels good, doesn't it? There's just something really uplifting about it. Now, try to think about something negative while you're smiling. It's really hard to keep a smile, isn't it, when you try to think of something negative, because the two don't coexist. And so I'm inviting you to consider the idea of smiling. And there's a wonderful acronym that a man who does Qigong, I don't remember his name now, but we've been watching his videos. It's called Spring Forest Qigong. And he says to begin every day and every task that you do with a smile. And that the smile is basically start my internal love energy. So what do you think about that? S, start, M, my internal, I, L, love energy. Start my internal love energy. And so think about it like you're flipping a switch, and that as soon as you put on a smile, that you have kind of turned the love that you are up and out. Doesn't it feel good? So smile again. Imagine yourself looking in the mirror and smiling. I saw someone with a mask, actually, that had a great big grin. It was super great. I mean, you couldn't help but smile at this person, just like you would if they looked at you and they were smiling. And I found when I look at others and I smile, that they smile back. They may not have been initially, but they do. And then their smile causes me to smile more. And you can see how it really quickly grows. So luck. What does luck mean to you? Have you been lucky in your life? Have you had moments where now, when you look back, that luck had actually nothing to do with it, but that perhaps it was just a natural consequence of your thinking, your behavior, and spirit rushing in and filling the void? Let's look at it. So this is from Thomas Edison. I know this world is ruled by infinite intelligence. Everything that surrounds us, everything that exists, proves that there are infinite laws behind it. There can be no denying this fact. It is a mathematical, and it's very precise. And that's Thomas Edison, who created the light bulb, invented the light bulb. And so he recognized that when you learn to work with the laws of the universe, and some of us that feel more spiritual when we say with the Spirit of God, or with the Holy Spirit, or with Creator, whatever your words are for that, that when we work with that, it responds precisely and with mathematical precision. And until you're able to prove that to yourself, it's difficult to have faith to the degree that you could have faith. And so I invite you, as you move forward in your spiritual journey, to see how precise spirit actually is to you and for you and as you. So when something unexpected or good happens, do you think of it as luck? I know I used to. And now I recognize that if it didn't show up when I was first praying for it or about it or something like that, that I was really only getting in my own way, and it eventually showed up in a way that was even more magnificent than I could ever imagine. I don't call it luck anymore. I call it a natural occurring event that is directly proportionate to who I am and who I'm being. So I want you to think about something right now in your life that you might say, oh, I'm so lucky. And I want to flip that on you. Luck had nothing to do with it. Who you are is magnificent. Who you are is an extension of spirit. And spirit knows your heart. And that good thing that happened to you, for you, as you, is as a consequence of that divine birthright. You are good. God is good. And when you're willing to allow it in, it as in all the good in your life, and allow it to show up in a way that is the highest and best for you, rather than the way that you think it ought to, life can be magnificent. I promise you that. You can begin to recognize that perhaps it was not luck, but rather than divine law at work. What do you think about that? So this world is ruled by infinite intelligence and is mathematical in its precision, like Thomas Edison said. So are you willing to consider all the good, all the wonderful surprises, all the amazing things and gifts and whatever it is that you're receiving are actually the divine law at work based on your desires and who you are? You deserve every bit of it. So why not just say thank you? And you know the easiest place to start is say thank you to compliments. You know, when someone says, "Oh, is that ever nice?" or "Do you ever look good?" or whatever, instead of saying, "Oh, shucks," you know, say thanks. Because you deserve it. Because it's the truth. Because what you're thinking about and who you are is reflected in those individuals that you meet. They are seeing who you are and telling you. So why not just say thank you? So what have you been wishing or desiring or hoping for in this last little while? I know something came up for you, didn't it? Something that just would make your heart sing if it happened. So what are some experiences that you may have considered luck that you can maybe see in a different way and know that those desires that you're having, the laws of the universe are at work attempting to bring them to you? So are you ready to receive? Take your arms and just open them out and say, "Yes, bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it to me. I'm ready. I'm deserving." Oh, doesn't that feel good? It's like, come on. Creating the life of your dreams begins with a single question. What would I love? So say that to yourself right now, just silently in your head. What would I love? Maybe even close your eyes for a moment. Something came up, didn't it? You know what? It's available to you right now. And as you open up, it starts showing up. Because as you identify with that feeling of what you would love, it's yours already. So what challenges do you have in these areas? So we'll look at health, relationships, vocation, time, money, and just freedom. So ask yourself this question. What would I love in terms of my health, in terms of my relationships, in terms of my vocation? And that doesn't mean paid work. That is, what's yours to do in the world to create the world to be a better place? And what would you love in terms of your time and financial freedom? And maybe one of those comes up immediately because it's the one calling to be increased or bettered. So what area of your health has been the most challenging to change? So just stop for a moment and think about your body and think about your health. What area of your health has been the most challenging to change? And just as you've identified it, what would you love in the area of your health? Now just conjure up that image or that feeling in terms of your health? What would you love in terms of your health? And maybe it's relationships that's more your focus. So what are you longing for or struggling with in the area of relationships? I know this can be such a challenging time when we can't be together. We can't hug, we can't even shake hands with our friends. So what are you longing for? What are you struggling with in terms of relationships? And what would you love in the area of relationships? So again, close your eyes just for a moment and just imagine what you would love in the area of relationships. Just breathe into that. Oh. And know that that desire that you are experiencing, that's a yes from Spirit. It's available to you now. And as you feel it in your body, that means it's coming into your life, into your reality, in some amazing way. And let's look at vocation. This is how I define vocation. It's your call from Spirit to use your strengths and gifts to make the world a better place through either service, creativity, maybe leadership. The concept of vocation rests on the belief that life is about more than just me. I know personally I'm called to ministry because I know that as I exemplify and tell you about my experiences and my growth in spirituality and my awakening, that I hope to stir something in you that awakens you. And so what is your calling, your vocation? And it doesn't have to be some huge thing where you're dealing with thousands of people. It could be as simple as you love to help. And every opportunity that you get to be able to do that makes your heart sing. Or maybe it's that you love to have deep conversations with people and that brings out deep conversations with them that they wouldn't have with anyone else. Or maybe it's that you love to do wonderful creations in the kitchen and then share them. And just the sheer joy of enjoying the bounty from Mother Nature. It doesn't have to be complicated, but you have a special vocation because you are special, you're unique. And so what are you doing now with your time and energy that you'd really love to change? Maybe it's more of that vocation I was just talking about. How would you like to spend your time differently? So what would you love in the area of your vocation? What would you love that you either just haven't given yourself enough permission to do it, or didn't notice that you had forgotten you weren't doing it? But what would you love? And this one was a really difficult one for me back in the day because I had been in a profession where I was in the flow of money. And when I went into ministry, it's as though that flow stopped. And I recognize today as I look back that it was because I expected it to stop because I thought my only source was my hands and that it couldn't come from any other place. And so I ask you, what's your biggest challenge around time and money? And for me it was, how can I trust Spirit enough that I can step into the flow of money and not have to dedicate the kind of time that I used to be able to achieve it. And so I took a number of prosperity courses. Maybe you have too. But what is your biggest challenge? Maybe it's that you don't have enough. Or maybe it's that the investments aren't doing as well as you'd like them to, and you need to have someone handle them that can do it better for you. Not sure, but you know. You know what that is. So what would you love in the area of time and money freedom? Would you love to have more than enough to share, to spare, to buy whatever you want? Or are you pretty content with where you are, and it's more about time freedom than it is about money? Because money's not a bad thing. It allows us to have the freedom to do those things. So are you ready right now to open up to spirit, to do what's yours to do, to allow for the abundance, whether it be financial or time, to show up in your life, or maybe both? I know that it was in increments for me. When I was first learning the spiritual practice of tithing, which is giving 10% of everything money-wise that comes into my life, I would bargain with the minister and I'd say, well, can it be from my net instead of my gross? And she'd laugh at me and say, you know, you've got to start where you're at. And so if there's a lot of fear around your giving and you're not trusting that you're going to get a return from spirit, then give what you can give out of absolute joy. And then as you move forward, increase your giving to the level that you still are stretching yourself, and watch as the universe provides. Now, I went from someone who was literally bankrupt 25 years ago to being very, very comfortable today. And that didn't happen easily, but I know that it can happen for each and every one of us. I know that it can happen for you. And you'll say, well, but I'm retired. I'm on limited income. How is that possible? The thing is that spirit, if you realize that spirit is your source, then all of that financial abundance can come from so many different places. I mean, I remember getting $22,000 in the mail from an uncle that I hadn't seen for 30 some odd years, who passed away, and I was one of the beneficiaries. And that was during that time when I was really struggling financially. I even had forgotten about him. And that was just enough to get me out of the difficult situation I was in. And I've told you this one before. If I haven't, or you haven't heard it, I'll tell you again. During that time, I was also knowing that my desire to have enough to share and spare was really forefront in my mind. The bank, two times in a row, deposited $5,000 into our personal account, Randy and I. And they didn't want it back because they said it was ours. And I remember the first $5,000 that went into our bank account, we said, but no, we didn't put it there. They said, well, we don't know where it came from. It's yours. Go spend it. And so, I mean, how do you explain that? But that's how spirit works. So if you think that you put yourself in a box where you're limited with what can come in, then I invite you to just open that a crack. I mean, today I give from the most generous place because I know I can't outgive God. And so think about that and do it from a place of joy. So it's all about the sprouts. Mary Morrissey, in one of her prosperity programs, called it sprouts. And what she meant by that was that when you honor the sprouts of change in your life, they begin to grow. And that's what I mean about this idea that just do it in little increments. And maybe this week, as you're practicing this idea of tithing or giving in any way, whether it be your money, your talents, your treasures, whatever it might be, notice the little changes. Now, maybe in terms of money, it could be unexpected income shows up. You find a dime. It's like, woohoo, that's a sprout. And so when you start to cultivate your sprouts, those little things that are happening, they begin to grow in your life. So celebrate the sprouts. Track your sprouts this week. And it might be about health. It might be about relationships. It might be about love. It might be about money. But what are the small changes that you're seeing in your life? So take a moment now and think about yourself a year ago. So last end of September, early October. And think about the monumental, unimaginable changes that have occurred in your life in that 12 months. And depending on what your focus has been, if you lived in fear during that whole time, you probably have lots to be afraid of right now. Or if you lived in hopeful expectation and practicing your spiritual practices of expectation and seeing how spirit responds, your life is probably spectacular in comparison to last year. Or maybe it hasn't changed all that much. I don't know. But start to observe and notice the changes. So document them. Write them down. Maybe you have a little whiteboard on your fridge or you have a little notepad. Write down when unexpected nice things start to happen and start to notice how somehow you drew it to you. Celebrate it. Maybe you can just, like Emilio and I like to do at the end of every service, we go, woohoo! You know, so maybe you can go, woohoo! And then we laugh, of course, because I mean, it just saying woohoo makes you want to laugh. And honor each and every one of the sprouts, because that's your garden of abundance in every way growing. So smile. Begin with that. So smile at me, okay? Just smile. I know, I can see it. I like that. Doesn't it feel good? And doesn't it feel like your eyes are smiling too when you smile? And that none of the good in your life is luck. It's all natural. You deserve every bit of it. Luck had nothing to do with it. And honor your sprouts. Honor the growth and the communication with spirit. Because that's your garden. That's your life. So today, I act in ways that affirm the natural goodness of all. So say that with me again. Today, I act in ways that affirm the natural goodness of all. And let's have Emilio sing us into a deeper understanding of this.
Of God I see. I can see a great peace too. I can see you whole and free. I behold the Christ in you. I can see this as you walk. I see this in all you do. I can see this as you talk. I behold God's love expressed. I can see you filled with power. I can see you ever blessed. Christ in you, hour by hour. I behold the Christ in you. I can see that perfect one. Led by God in all you do, I can see God's word. God's work is done.